And indeed, judging from the past performance of several Inland Empire water districts, leaving conservation solely to the local officials may mean little to no conservation in many areas around here. We had KVCR's UC Riverside intern producer Isel Quapio examine conservation numbers over much of the last year. And what Isel found is at the height of the drought, water agencies in the IE didn't do so well in meeting their statewide 25% conservation mandate. The top water wasters in the IE included Yucaipa and Norco. Here is UCR intern Isel Quapio with a look at the top water wasters and on down to the most water wasting cities in the Inland Empire.
Here's looking at you, Yucaipa and Norco. Other cities who have also failed to meet the state mandate include Redlands, Loma Linda, and Hesperia, who missed their targets by 10%. However, March data shows that cities such as Lake Hemet Municipal Water District, Lake Arrowhead Community Services District, and Crestline Village Water District saved 11 to 14% more than their targets. According to water boards, California's cumulative savings from June 2015 through February 2016 totaled to 24%, almost meeting Governor Jerry Brown's statewide conservation mandate. The water conservation data for the month of March shows that Californians have saved a total of 35 billion gallons of water. The high numbers of savings for the month of March exceeded those of February, when the conservation rate dropped from 17 to 12%. This was due to rising temperatures between the months of January and February. Cities such as Riverside and San Bernardino are particularly experiencing extreme drought at this time. The overall numbers imply that Californians are indeed prioritizing water conservation efforts. In order to keep water conservation rates high in the Inland Empire, cities that miss their targets by 13 to 14% will need to make a higher commitment to conserve water. Governor Jerry Brown's executive order would require California water agencies to continue water reductions as we are expecting more years of drought ahead of us. The real test lies in whether or not current water conservation rates can be maintained when the hotter months come as we fast approach summer. Isel Quapio, KVCR News.